Good morning. I want to take a few minutes to talk with you about last night's debate. I hope you had a chance to watch it as I did. I thought it was very interesting, far more interesting than the first presidential debate. My assessment of who won the debate, I think Mr. Trump was the winner. That's just my view. And I hold that view because I thought he put her on the defensive from the get-go. And he kept her on the defensive all night, the entire about 98 minutes of the debate. That's just the way I saw it. But I think he got through the section about the bad video pretty quickly and pretty easily. He put her on the defensive there, too. He apologized for the video. He said it was embarrassing. It was just locker room banter. And he said it was just words. Just words, he said. Whereas hers were actions, and he had four women with him who alleged that they had been raped by her husband, and he painted her as an enabler. Mine were just words, just locker room banter, but she was actually action. Those are the things that he said. But the debate moved along, and he did that, of course, to deflect attention from his video and to put her on the defensive. And he was attacking all night. He did not back down. And he had several high points. Some of his high points were he said that he would, if he were elected president, he would appoint a special prosecutor to prosecute her. He said that she would be in jail if he were elected. That must make her very nervous. That is another method of putting her on the defensive and making her scramble, getting her attention, in other words, and keeping her unfocused. But she had some high points. The main one I can think of is when it went into foreign policy, where she feels more comfortable having worked there for many years. She feels comfortable about Syria, and she was able to talk about that, and I thought take back a little bit of the momentum. Of course, she had several contradictions in what she said, one of which was she keeps saying over and over that the Iranian deal that she and the president negotiated stopped Iran from getting nuclear weapons. It was a good deal. But in reality, she also says in the same sentence that that Iran is one of our problems in Syria. Iran and the Russians are fighting to keep Assad in power and that sort of thing. So if it was a good deal, perhaps we should have had some leverage there. But some of the other things that were very interesting when they got on the subject of her emails and the way she handled classified information, she went on then talking about her ability to be president with the way she handled classified information, that she had a great deal of respect for classified information. She handles it very well. She takes great care with it. And that is kind of laughable if it wasn't so serious. But lots of zingers back and forth. But basically, my interpretation of it was that the moderator, Anderson Cooper, did a far better job of controlling them and keeping them on subject, keeping them on the timelines that they had available. But there was another moderator, kind of a secondary moderator, a female, who did interject herself and actually debated with Mr. Trump back and forth. And he was able to use that and point out that he was debating two different people. But the first question that was asked, do you model appropriate behavior? Neither one of them really addressed it. But anybody can see that that they don't really, that neither one of them models appropriate behavior, but they ask them a lot of questions about those things, what we used to call, with a quaint turn of phrase in this country, morality. They talked about that quite a bit. Of course, those things, you know, what used to be known as Christian morality, kind of passé now in America. Mrs. Clinton said that we're great because we're good. We're good, she said. She said that twice. We are great because we are good. And he agreed with her. He said in his response, he said that he agreed with everything she said in that regard. So another time that was rather funny is when she was asked by one of the moderators she had made a statement that you hold two positions, a public position and a private position, and Mr. Cooper asked her if that was appropriate for a person who was president to hold private positions on policy. And she said that she was actually just quoting Abraham Lincoln from the movie Lincoln. She didn't intend that to be her. She wasn't really serious about it. She was quoting Lincoln. So Mr. Trump said, so now she blames Honest Abe for her lies. She accuses him of lying. Anyway, it was a funny moment. But they went back and forth. It's hard to say what I would have done to these questions because most of them were directed personally to the candidates. It would have been hard for anyone else to apply those questions to himself or herself because they went personally to those candidates. But one conclusion we can draw from it is that both candidates want to be involved in the Middle East from a military standpoint. Mr. Trump said he would go after ISIS. That's what he keeps saying. He would destroy ISIS. He would go after ISIS. Mrs. Clinton said she would have no ground troops in Syria. But she does have special forces. She did like special forces and said they should be there. But I'll point out to you that special forces do operate on the ground, and there are many, many of them there now. I don't know how many, who knows, but hundreds. They are assisting in the attack on Mosul right now as we speak. She also called for a no-fly zone to protect Aleppo, a no-fly zone. She says no ground troops in Syria, but I point out to you again that a no-fly zone, number one, means a direct confrontation with Russia. We would have to confront Russian aircraft trying to enter this no-fly zone. And you cannot have an air force of that magnitude unless you have many, many people on the ground there ready to assist downed pilots, things like that. It's a massive undertaking. So once again, kind of a conflict. She proposes no ground involvement, but she wants a no-fly zone, and she wants special forces. All Mr. Trump said was he wants to, as he puts it, take out ISIS. So those are some differences on foreign policy, but they really weren't very complimentary with each other, and when the debate was over, they didn't shake hands. I guess it's hard to shake someone's hand who tells you that if he's elected, you're going to be in jail. But nevertheless, that's what happened, so it had a little more spice to it. It was a little more fun to watch. Needless to say, if I were elected president, things would be completely different. I hope that I would be able to infuse a little bit of dignity back in the office of president. That would be my goal anyway. Well, folks, that's my take on the election. I think Trump won. You may have a different view. I don't know. But that's my view. And thank you very much for listening to me. I'll see you next time.